Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here today with Pete Finley. He's the CEO at Geospan Corporation. Pete, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you. So, Pete, why don't you start? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I think this is company six or seven. I love tech companies. This is an amazing company that has an incredible history of technology inventions and patents. And we're taking it to an entirely new level with commercializing a bunch of these patents and a bunch of technology in great, unique, wonderful ways.
Really interesting. Tell me a little bit more about Geospan then.
Yeah, Geospan is actually over 30 years old. And back in the day, they were inventing things before they became common. The company has a deep history in measurements, spatial engineering, using aerial and land photography to create accurate measurements without needing to pull out a tape measure or a laser scope or anything like that. Back in the day, they invented what we know as Google Street Maps, where you have the cars with the cameras capturing everything. About 10 years before it became common, became something we see driving through every single street in America. And back in that day, they were in very large RVs with huge, huge batteries and huge computers to process all of it. But the company is steeped in history with measurements. And what we're doing right now is taking the patents, the technology to whole new heights.
Interesting, interesting. And when you mean, you know, the technology, it sounds like you were innovators, pioneers in that geospatial space prior to, like you said, Google Maps as that we know today. So talk to me about how, you know, the growth of Geospan over the years, because it sounds like, you know, you've seen some significant growth over the changes in technology and advancements in tech, I guess.
Yeah, what's exciting is that the vision for the company is now becoming a reality, largely because of three main trends. The first being high-speed computing, the second being ability to store large amounts of data and access it remotely, whether it's on your mobile, on your phone, on your iPad, or just in general having it in the cloud. And then third is the adoption and creation of artificial intelligence and machine learning. So kind of taking the three of those things and plugging them all together wasn't possible 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, and it's absolutely possible now. So the things that were dreamed and envisioned 5, 6, 7, 9, 10 years ago are now becoming a reality today.
Interesting. And, you know, when we're talking about Geospan specifically, break down a little bit more for me the products and what, you know, GPRO is.
Absolutely. So Geospan has a series of products. We'll be launching a bunch over the next year. We're focused right now in two main areas that we have a history and a customer base already built. The first of which is in the construction industry and largely with exteriors. The roof market, the roof restoration and replacement market in the United States is massive. Almost 7.5 million roofs get replaced every year. And that's out of 75 million homes. So you can imagine how much activity there is. And a lot of it's because of age, but a lot of it's because of storm damage, hurricanes, tornadoes, hail, all the different factors that Mother Nature can bring to bear. And the old school way of a roof contractor bidding on things would be get in your car or your truck, drive to the house, pull out a ladder, get up on the roof, start making measurements, and then do a bid. And that can take, with traffic, with downtime, it can take half a day to get one or two jobs estimated. And we're able to do that remotely in minutes. And we have a couple of tools. The first is which is called G-Square, which is a rapid AI-driven tool that if you take any address in America, you type it in, within less than 30 seconds, we're giving you all the main measurements you need to generate a pretty fairly accurate quote. Now, it won't be perfect. It won't have everything. It's not going to have your perfect gutter lengths and all of your cutouts and it won't have everything you need, but it's going to give a contractor or an insurance adjuster a very quick back of napkin calculation that says, look, this thing looks like it's going to cost about $8,200, give or take what materials are selected. And once everybody's comfortable and say, let's do this, let's go forward. I need my roof replaced, or the storm took out half my roof. How do I fix it? Then we order a product called G-Pro, which is taken using aerial photography. We use multiple angles of a home that's captured at 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 feet in the air at a highly precise and high resolution. And from that, every single image, we're able to almost to the millimeter or half a centimeter, get to 99%+ accuracy that we can give you almost every single measurement or every single thing you would ever need to not only make the order happen, but also to file the insurance claim, to work with your claim adjuster or your representative at the insurance company to get the claim processed and get the thing done very efficiently. And that can be done in, you know, we're talking less than an hour without the contractor ever having to go to the home, get out their ladder, get on the roof, risk falling off the roof or slipping. I mean, you know, just think about the long-term viability of that. As a roofer, I'm sure, you know, you've fallen off a roof more than once. And so this can help prevent that. But also it gives everybody a peace of mind. It gives accurate measurements. It allows the insurance company to feel confident in the numbers. It allows the contractor not to underorder or overorder. Nobody wants to order too much, because when you order too much, you have to either take the supplies back or you throw them away. If you order too little, you actually have to stop the job. You have to get in your truck. You have to go to the supply house or to the place where the roofing materials are ordered and sold. And it takes a half a day out of your day. So if you know from the get-go that you're ordering everything you need, you didn't underbuy, you didn't overbuy, but everybody's happy, the homeowner's happy, the insurance company's happy, the contractor's happy, it just makes a heck of a lot of sense. The other area we're working in is with government technology and enabling governments to more accurately measure, assess, and kind of predict what is happening with the properties. One area of specific interest is working with county assessors and helping them stay on top of their tax rolls and their assessed values of properties. It's really hard for a lot of assessor offices to know everything that's going on in an area. In a county, for example, there can be thousands and thousands of new homes or remodeled homes or homes that were destroyed or torn down or buildings that were constructed. And staying on top of that, you know, has traditionally been up to the assessor hopping in a car, driving out there, doing a sketch on a piece of paper, and uploading that and doing their best guess at staying current with what is actually real in that county. And using the same methodology of aerial measurements and doing it automatically every single year, we're able to help a county assessor office stay completely up to speed so that everybody gets fairly taxed. And I think that's a big concern with counties and with governments lately. So there's a lot of other areas we're moving into, but those are two of the significant ones.
It sounds like the technology really is saving a lot of materials, time, money, and really is, you know, increasing productivity and efficiency.
It gives accurate insights into a property, right? So as whether you're a homeowner, whether you're the government, whether you're a contractor, whether you're an insurance carrier or an insurance provider, it gives you access and insights to what really is at that property or what really is that building all about. Our aerial imagery is updated once, if not twice a year. We work with a variety of different imagery partners to do that. But what's interesting is that it's not 10 years old. It's not 5 years old. It's 6 months, 3 months. We're actually already accessing imagery that has been captured in 2024. And here we are at the end of January 2024. We're already seeing imagery that was taken 2 or 3 weeks ago. That's how recent that is. And that's invaluable from, you know, staying up to speed with the times, because as we all know, people are building and remodeling and adding and building new homes and new communities every day.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm curious because, you know, there's other companies that are in the, you know, geospatial tech space. How is GeoSpan able to differentiate itself from its competition?
Probably one very significant way. One, we have decades of experience. Two, we have patents that protect all of our processes. So everything we're doing is patent protected. They've been tried and tested in the court system. And so we have confidence that what we're doing, we're not infringing on somebody else's work or patents. We've actually invented these things. We filed patents and we have them. And secondly, so we don't worry about infringing on somebody else's technology, but also it gives us an ability to protect our own inventions and our own technology.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And I think an important piece of talking about the growth that GeoSpan, it's been around for 30 years. So talking about growth in the future, what's on the horizon maybe for GeoSpan in the future?
Yeah, we're starting to have a lot of dialogue with larger governments, with power companies. There's a lot of concern around utility corridors and forest fires and natural, you know, accidents that happen, and who's at fault and who's to blame and whatnot. And so we're working with a lot of risk assessment types of folks who are assessing risk for their organization or their company or their utility. We're working with governments who are trying to understand at a large scale how to manage the ever-changing world of alternative energy and alternative fuels. Land management is a big one. Vegetation encroachment on properties or areas is another one. It really is almost unlimited what you can do once you have the power and the ability to make these computations that are accurate and current. Here's a great one. Within, you know, when there's a storm, let's say a hurricane hits South Florida, for example, the FAA will close the airspace. And when the airspace is closed, planes can't fly. Everyone's kind of hunkered down indoors. And eventually the FAA says, okay, go. It's all clear. Go. You can go fly now. And our partners will have airplanes up in the sky within a half an hour of that, capturing and assessing and capturing the imagery of the storm damage. And from that, within a day or a half a day, we can take that imagery and do before and after comparisons. And to the parcel or to the house or to the structure, we can assess in a very short amount of time what the actual damage was, and we can help assist with the claims process and get the restoration work done quickly. And that's really important. The last thing a homeowner wants is no roof over their head for 2 weeks, you know, hoping and waiting in line for an inspector to come and inspect the property and start the process. So we're just enabling and helping to bring efficiencies to this market to make people better, faster, and accurate. I think accuracy is very important in all of this.
You know, you've talked about a few times about the efficiency, being able to save time, save money. And, you know, I think, like you said, giving the hurricane example, that time is invaluable for homeowners who may not be able to return to their house, or, you know, it may be one of the hardest times in their life, to be able to rely on Geospan's technology to say, hey, let's get this process moving around as fast as possible is, you know, a really great feeling to be able to support.
It is really cool. And we're also doing some really interesting stuff in public safety. We're working with schools and first responders to help install solutions at, for example, K-12 schools, where we can have early threat detection systems in place that are kept up to speed, kept current, and we're, you know, literally protecting the perimeter of a school building. Our job is to measure it, to maintain it, and make sure that there's, you know, adequate coverage and design spec. But that's a really exciting one as well, where we're helping to protect, you know, the cause of our next generation, which is the most important.
Wow, that's so interesting. I didn't even think of the potential for schools. Like you said, you know, working with the governments, I didn't even think about the potential for working with schools. That's fascinating.
Yeah, and with the change in mobile power, all right, the last couple of years, we've seen some incredible advancements with mobile phones and cellular phones that are so powerful. The power that is now in somebody's hand is unheard of compared to where it was 3, 4, 5 years ago. And now to be able to create mobile applications that allow for that to intersect with aerial and higher level data sets is incredible as well.
You know, I'm curious. I think this has been a very insightful conversation. You've brought about so many different examples of the tech that Geospan can cover. Talk to me a little bit about common misconceptions, because I imagine people probably think that they understand maybe how the technology works or about the geospatial, you know, tech space. Talk a little bit about common misconceptions that you tend to hear often.
I think most people don't know that this is even possible. I think that's what's exciting about it. The conversations I have with people, it starts off with, oh, that's interesting, tell me more. Then I start telling them the technology and the science behind it. And it ends up oftentimes with their job being on the floor, not realizing that this was even capable. And just the mere fact that on a regular basis, recurring basis, we can have access to property intelligence and property insights that help everybody, right? It could be a fire department, it could be forestry officials, it could be the government, it could be a contractor, it could be the homeowner or a land developer that wants to know the status of their land, or they want to have some things done. It's really incredible where we're at from the standpoint of, you know, what really wasn't possible 3, 4, 5 years ago.
That's fascinating. Well, Pete, I think this has been a terrific conversation. As we start to wrap up, is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with, whether it be advice, anything about Geospan, the tech, GPro, anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I just say sit back and watch Geospan, because we're going to be doing some really cool stuff in the next year or two.
That's awesome. And I heard that there's going to be something about IRE in 2024. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we'll be in a couple of weeks. We'll be at the International Roofing Exposition, which is in Las Vegas this year. It rotates every single year, but it's in Las Vegas this year. We're going to be debuting some new products, and that is taking place basically a whole community of roofing companies and roofing supply houses, and you know, innovation basically gets introduced at this show every single year. So we'll be unveiling some really cool products. There, we'll have a very big booth, and we'd love to see anybody that is in Vegas come in and see the show.
That's fantastic. And for people who may want to connect with you before to, you know, establish those relationships for Vegas, where would they reach Geospan, or you even you, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. First of all, geospan.com has links to all of our socials. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. And then also our general email would just be sales@geospan.com, G-E-O-S-P-A-N.com. And if you just want to use the old-fashioned way, we're at 1-800-GEOSPAN.
Fantastic. Well, Pete, like I said, I think this was a very insightful conversation. I appreciate all the examples that you gave of the tech. You know, I think, like I said, great conversation. I really appreciate you being on Business Ninjas today.
Thank you so much, Kelsey.
Yeah, great to have you.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, WRITEFORME.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.